Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Tennessee Republicans outside of Nashville have called for a state intervention into a city tax hike on Lower Broadway's honky-tonks. Top state Republicans want lawmakers to return for a special session to address higher property taxes on Music City's biggest tourist draws. Only outgoing Governor Bill Lee can call a special session, and with only a few months left in his term, Lee doesn't seem keen. At a press conference today, Lee signaled his support for a more collaborative fix to Nashville for Nashville businesses.
Well, it's really important that we listen to business owners, and we're doing that, and we're hearing that. It's also important to remember that the city makes collections for those business owners.
Lee says he's spoken with Mayor Freddie O'Connell on a more permanent solution, balancing the business owners' need for relief and the city's budget. O'Connell's office confirmed those talks but wouldn't discuss specifics. Vanderbilt University is putting an end to its test optional policy for incoming students. Students applying to Vanderbilt will have to report an ACT or SAT score. The change will take effect for the fall 2029 semester. The Vanderbilt Hustler reports the policy was implemented because of COVID interruptions to testing. The student paper also reports several other universities, including eight in the Ivy League, are going back to requiring standardized tests as part of the application process. The university says the number of people submitting test scores voluntarily has dropped significantly, and that admissions officers believe the scores are an important indicator of a student's future success. Nashville International Airport is planning to include a slew of local businesses in the new $855 million Concourse A. The revamped area is slated to open in 2028. Included in the mix is Burger Republic, Hawker's Asian Street Food, and Chief's, the Lower Broadway bar co-owned by country music star Eric Church. The Nashville Business Journal reports Dunkin' After Dark and Freshens are also on the roster. The Airport Authority will vote on the lease terms for the concessions at their meeting in September. You'll find more local news at WPLN.org. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN.